veteran farmers. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I've always felt like the Veterans Day was a good thing, and it certainly made the veterans feel good, and the families of those boys that didn't get home, I know they felt good about it.
As our country celebrates Veterans Day, it is so important to remember those who have kept this country safe and free for so many years. One of those veterans from World War II is a farm boy from Clay County, Mr. A.C. Clark.
Well, I was wounded twice, and I spent about 200 days with nobody in front of me except the Germans.
Mr. Clark received the Purple Heart for his wounds as an infantryman in the Army. And besides Germany, he spent 2 years overseas in Africa, Italy, and France. And he credits his upbringing on the farm for surviving his tour of duty.
I'd say it saved my life. I knew north and south and the way to get around in woods, and I'd hunted, and I knew how to hide and how to track animals and so forth, and I used it while I was in service, and I'd certainly say it saved my life.
At 89, Mr. A.C. Clark has been on the farm his whole life, and he's still there today in Putnam County. He worked for the UT Extension Service for 34 years and also served under Governor Ned Ray McWhorter as Commissioner of Agriculture for the state for 2 years, and as a farmer and one who served our country, Veterans Day is special.
As far as I'm concerned, it's great to have a remembrance of the people that didn't make it back home and even the ones that got home.
A salute to our veterans. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.